Studio.
I'm News 5 meteorologist.
Community contact, Fairhope Mayor Sherry Sullivan, joining us as is customary the second and fourth Tuesday following Fairhope City Council meetings. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Lori.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
I guess we'll start with the work session as normal.
Yes.
There was a few interesting things on there, including the introduction of the Bruce Larson artwork plan for the Arts Alley across the street from us here.
Right, right. Really excited to be able to have Bruce Larson provide artwork for that project. So, as you know, that is a it's an MPO project, the refurbishing of that alleyway, and it is federal highway money, and they disallowed any art components, and we had kind of named it the Arts Alleyway. So we really went to single tax and said, hey, is this something that you would be interested in, because they've been so good about supporting public art in our community. So they commissioned Bruce Larson to do something there at that entrance, and it's the entrance off of Church Street, and it's also going to be an art piece on the parking deck itself. So last night he presented his conceptual, which is a beautiful like seaweed kind of arch that's lighted with seahorses. So really excited about that. There'll be a larger seahorse that is on the parking deck, and he talked a lot last night about having it there on the parking deck on the corner because it's where the sun rises, and that people take photographs. That's all part of the experience, and again, the seahorse at the bay, you get the sunset with it.
So he's done that piece,
right?
As well.
He did. So him and John Reznor. So right.
Okay.
So really excited about that. And again, the seaweed, the way it looks right there at that entry behind the hardware store. When you're either on Fairhope Avenue or on Magnolia, you'll be able to look down the street and kind of see it and go, oh, I need to go see that. But it creates kind of an Instagrammable spot or a spot for people to take photographs under, similar to like the French Quarter or the wall there by the hardware store or up at the clock. So it will be another great addition to downtown.
So, in other words, the grant would not allow for artwork.
Correct.
So, how nice. Of
yes.
Fairhope Single
yes.
Tax
Very
column.
Nice.
Very
They're
good.
A great partner with the city and do so many wonderful things for our residents here.
There was also discussion of internal purchasing policy with plans to propose revision. Does this has to do with ordering things?
It does.
In advance, et cetera?
It does.
Supply and demand?
There was a lot of discussion over that yesterday because, we put internal policies in place that sometimes, are good checks and balances, and we don't want to do away with those checks and balances by doing things like getting three quotes. But when we have things that are in the budget, specifically this year, it's been really hard to purchase vehicles. So I'm going to use that as an example. We've had to take some vehicles back to the council 3 and 4 times. They're in the budget for, say, $27,000. We can buy them, but they're $25,000. But we have to wait 2 weeks for the council agenda. They're being sold out from underneath us. People are not willing to hold those items because they are in high demand. It's for things like if it's budgeted and it's on the state bid or on a buying group, then we would not have to take it to the council. There would be some internal approval processes for those. And then the other thing would be anything that's a consumable or part of utility inventory, transformers, pipe, those kind of things. The code of Alabama allows you to just purchase that, but because of our internal purchases, you can't do that. It still has to go to the council, but we're missing out, and it's actually costing the city money because when you have to wait that 2 weeks, prices are only being held now for about 8 hours.
That's
so
crazy.
We had some examples of how we had lost like $12,000 on a transformer because we had to wait a couple weeks to purchase it. So, and even yesterday we had to walk on 4 transformers for the electric department, but they're for projects that are here in town, so they're really a pass-through cost because there's aid to construction on those. But and we needed one for inventory, but we have to wait 2 weeks. And we reached out to 4 or 5 vendors, got one price back. The other ones were like, we can't quote you for 6 weeks. We won't quote at all. We got one price back. It was going to take us at least four weeks to get the transformers in. They called us within a couple hours and said, hey, do you want those transformers? I have somebody else who wants them.
Yikes.
It's really become an issue for us.
So did you take this idea and walk on a resolution on the council meeting last night?
We did not walk on a resolution. We have the information. We discussed it at length last night. They are favorable to moving that forward to the council agenda, so we'll do that at the next meeting.
Okay, very good. And there was also a 6-month review of the budget on the work session.
There was. Kim Creech, our treasurer, did a great review, a summary of the budget, and did a PowerPoint presentation. Really great information. The city's doing well. All the departments are really doing well with their expenses. Watching those expenses, we did see that there is an increase right now in revenue from sales tax. The sales and use tax that you get from, or the simplified seller's use tax from, like, we call it the Amazon tax from things that you order online. We're seeing an increased revenue there and also in lodging tax. So good for revenues, but again, you know, we don't know what our economy is going to do. So we're always really conservative with the revenues. But yeah, things are looking well at the 6 month mark.
That's good. That's good. We'll move on to the city council agenda and just remind folks that you can watch the work session and the meeting on the City of Fairhope's YouTube channel at any time if you've missed it like I did last night.
We'll also have our six-month budget review. We'll place that online as well for people who want to look at that under our finance page on the website.
On the website, okay. What were the report of the mayor last night? What did you report?
So I reported, thanked, you know, the Earth Day Committee for Earth Day and the great job they did this past weekend. It was beautiful weather.
Yes.
We saw record crowds and just really wanted to thank them for their efforts. I'm so glad that those events are back and in full force and, you know, educating people about the importance of taking care of our environment. We also talked about on May 4th, we're going to be announcing that we're going to be doing a ribbon cutting and dedication of the solar charging station there at City Hall in conjunction with the Alabama Municipal Electric Association.
That was a gift or a grant, if you will, from them, wasn't it?
It was.
Okay.
They did a solar project in each of their 11 member cities, so we're happy to be able to dedicate that. Also talked about the road closings. We're very hopeful that the intersection here at Fairhope Avenue and Church will open on May the 2nd. They're working really hard to make that happen. So, and it looks like we're going to not get any rain today, which is kind of good and bad because I think some people need some rain. But
right.
We are going to hopefully open that intersection. Then this project will continue down Church Street. There are some closures that will happen over the next several weeks. One's going to be on Delamar for a three-day period while we do a cast iron replacement. We're doing handicap ramps, and also there's a water leak that we have to address over there, so we're going to do it all at one time. And then also further out Fairhope Avenue, we are putting in a sewer force main that will run basically from Ingleside to Bishop Road on Fairhope Avenue. So there's a portion of Fairhope Avenue that will close on the 2nd to allow that project to move forward.
And the intersection will reopen, yet there's still a portion, a half a block of Church from Fairhope to Delamar that will continue to be closed while they're doing this work.
That's correct. That's correct. So, again, and I you know, made this statement again last night. People are not very understanding when it comes to these road closures. We're getting a lot of complaints, especially, you know, obviously, understandably from some of the downtown area about these road closures. We don't want to do these road closures either. They're extra work for us. I mean, to be honest, we field a lot of calls about them. We've had a lot of contractors in town that have been hitting, you know, lines and causing our crews extra work. We have to patch roads, but at the end of the day, all this is necessary. It's what's going to carry Fairhope into the future. So I ask people to be patient, that we are the last people who want to cause anybody inconvenience, but unfortunately it is necessary.
Yes, otherwise as the sewer capacity gets larger and larger, the growth gets larger. If you're not doing this work underground,
that's right,
then you can't accommodate that growth.
And people who are familiar with it, when you open up roads, you just don't know what you're going to find. So there are issues that we have to address every day, whether it be, you know, a water main break or whatever it might be, a storm drain that we didn't know about. But again, this is all part of the process, and hopefully to make Fairhope, like I said, much better and make our systems much more efficient.
And it's my understanding in one of the press releases that these updates would be sufficient for likely another 30 years, 20
yes,
to 30 years.
Correct. That is correct.
And on the agenda are a couple of other really big projects that would require grant money from the Restore or the BP spill money. Numbers 8 and 9, were those approved for you to apply for? And you want to tell us briefly?
They were approved. The first one is, we're going to have the opportunity to submit to Restore funds for you know, sanitary sewer and for stormwater. And so the first one is 22 lift stations, or 22 generators to place on lift stations. We already have a grant out, a hazard mitigation grant, to buy 10 generators. So as these grants are becoming available, depending on what the monetary threshold is on them, we're applying for them to be able to outfit every lift station we have with generators. We have those prioritized where we need them. We are, as we, you know, do development, if we can have the developers add the generators, operators. We are. But on these other lift stations, just because it is so expensive, you can see 22 of them's over $1 million. We have 80 lift stations in Fairhope. So that the first one is for 22 generators. The second one is for stormwater infrastructure inventory. And everybody knows the issue that we have with stormwater here in Fairhope, especially when we have those spring afternoon, just heavy rains, how, you know, our drainage system just isn't what it needs to be. And we really need to go through and, you know, pinpoint where our systems are, do some GIS and have that collection data. So
both of those grants likely will be approved and
so.
Some other major improvement
right.
projects. Let's see here. What else? What about number 12? Mm-hmm. Tell us what this means when you have an execute a memorandum of understanding mm-hmm. between the city and a condominium owners association. What is that?
So this is a project. Most people are probably familiar with this this condo unit. If you go down the Bay Hill, it's that area right there to the left. It's called Maison JC, mm-hmm. And it's a condo unit that's there, but there's a large gully behind it. And several years ago, the city applied for NRCS funds, which is the same kind of funds, federal funds, that we're using to do that gully right there by the treatment plant on Oak Street. But we only did half the project because we didn't have money to do the rest of it. So that gully's continuing to fail and erode and impact this property as well as city property. So the private property owner came to us and said, hey, if you'll do your portion, I'll do my portion. So can we partner on it? But because of the amount of the project, the city can't just say, oh yeah, you do it, we'll pay you back. Which he wanted to do. We have to bid this project. So in order to do that, we have to do a memorandum of understanding or agreement with the homeowner. And then we can bid the project because we have to follow all the city guidelines for purchasing and bids. And then he would basically reimburse us. But this gives us that paper document or a contract to make sure that that happens.
And so it looks like it's going to cost the city $50,000 and the individual $50,000.
It's actually not to exceed $200,000, so our not to exceed would be $100,000.
Oh, I see, each. Okay.
And anything that would go over that would be the homeowner's responsibility.
Okay. So this is something similar that you've done with some other bluff stabilization mm-hmm. projects.
Correct.
Or gully stabilization.
Right. And a lot of times when you do those NRCS projects or the bluff stabilizations, you do partner with private property owners who contribute to those projects.
Okay.
So
Tell us about the Home Sweet Home Project, number 14.
Right. So that is a local nonprofit that was formed here in Fairhope to be able to help rebuild a home here in town for and basically we're partnering with them. Most of what we're doing is in kind. It's going to be, you know, the waiver of some permit fees and some utility fees in order to be able to build this project for it's for a family who needs it financially and needs a place to live.
Okay.
Kind of like a Habitat for Humanity build or
right,
something like that.
Right.
The home builders are very much involved, and Panini Pete from Pete Bloom from Panini Pete's is also very involved.
And it's for the beloved John and his wife.
It is, yeah. John and Crystal.
Okay.
Yes.
John and Crystal, thank
yes.
you. I couldn't remember.
We're happy to be able to do that.
Tell us about number 16. Is this just a red tape? Because we already have the plans for the working waterfront approved. What is the covenant of purpose, use, and ownership?
It's basically declaring that that will remain parklands. And
okay.
it's all part of that federal grant process, things that you have to do. Obviously, we know that it's going to stay parklands. We also have land water conservation grants that say it has to stay parklands. So, but it's just a requirement of that grant that you do that.
Okay. All right. What else would you like to mention that I have not asked about from last night's meeting or anything else facing our fair city?
I did want to mention, too, Rotary State Cook-Off. That event was authorized on the council agenda last night for May the 13th, and that's a closure on Bancroft between Fairhope Avenue and Morphy. That street will close at noon on that day to prepare. Also, you probably saw, Lori, there's a lot of discussion on social media about the steer being at the clock corner.
Now, this is an inflatable cow.
It is.
Basically.
It is.
But the request wasn't even the clock corner. I mean, the flower corner.
It was
the
clock corner. It was. So there was a lot of confusion about that. But basically, the blow-up steer will be our inflatable steer will be placed at the clock corner during First Friday in downtown, just for the Rotary to be able to sell tickets. And we all know that the Rotary does such great work in town. If we have disasters, they're out there cooking with their cooking trailer. They have, you know, they help the Rotary Youth Club. They do so many great, wonderful things, and this is how they raise their money. So I think
it's some Hurricane Sally cleanup and repair.
They did.
They do a lot of things.
It's nice to be able to support them.
And it's funny how people get an upheaval over a blow-up cow sitting on the corner of city property for an event.
That's right. Yes. And you have to, again, you just have to laugh sometimes at social media. It's like, we need to get all the information before we start putting stuff out there.
Right.
So we had a good laugh about it last night.
Right. How did the blood drive go yesterday?
I haven't heard how many pints they collected.
Okay.
I hope it went well, though. You know, that's something that we do periodically in mm-hmm. town, and usually get a really good turnout. The employees really show up for that.
We have a street closure for today and tomorrow, Nichols Avenue, mm-hmm. between South Ingleside and Young Street, and that's still the electrical.
It is.
Poles
that,
and lines
right,
being replaced.
Right, that's the 46 kV line, and that is, again, for us to be able to connect those substations there at Twin Beach to Morphy. So it's putting in some lines and some poles and, you know, being able to do that. So thank you for being patient with that as well.
But there's another one now. We also have yet another project that is going to close a portion of Fairhope Avenue, mm-hmm. but not right downtown. It's
That's
the
right.
second phase of the
Correct.
Force Main upgrade.
Correct.
Tell us about that.
That was the one that I was mentioning earlier when I said this intersection will open on the 2nd and then we close another portion
okay.
of Fairhope Avenue.
Okay.
This one will be out kind of near the area right there at Walgreens where the car wash is. We are going to leave as much of that area open as we possibly can. I know there are some concerns about traffic flowing through some residential areas, but it will close a portion of Fairhope Avenue. We're asking people to, you know, use Morphy or Gayfer as their east-west, you know, corridors.
Literally from Greeno to Blue Island.
That whole area
you
won't
think?
Be closed.
Okay.
It will eventually impact all that area, but that whole area will not in pieces.
Okay,
yes.
I see.
Not
okay.
the whole portion.
Okay.
We do not want to impact anybody that far.
Right.
Like the drive there by the car wash will be left open.
Yeah.
There's a lot of those roads will be left open to through traffic. But again, we do know that there is some concern over the traffic that might flow through the residential areas. The police are well aware of that. They do plan on running patrol.
Okay.
They do plan on, you know, being out there doing what they need to do to make sure those residential areas are safe. But again, this is another one of those things that is necessary to be able to, to get that force main put in.
It says the project is creating a capacity improvement for the sewer collection system, exactly what we were mentioning
right.
earlier, and it's necessary for future customers.
And people gripe about it all the time, saying, why don't you do something with your sewer system?
Right.
And we're trying.
We're doing it.
We're trying. Yeah. And we'll end up having another one on Section Street eventually after the first of the year, too. So, but just know that, again, we don't want to inconvenience anybody. It's an inconvenience to us, too, because it's extra work, but it is very much necessary.
But then there's a whole nother crew out there working on a big project now on Summit. I'm guessing it's AT&T. It's a subcontractor.
It
it's not
so,
a city
yeah.
project.
Yes, we can talk about that. So we have, you know, we have three companies in town that are putting in fiber right now. Three internet companies that are putting in fiber
oh,
right
no
now.
Oh, no wonder. So
and
it's not
it has,
just one.
It is putting a lot of work on our staff and also creating issues. Friday night, we had one of them bore through a sewer main. So our crews who had worked all day were back out there Friday night till about 10 o'clock. They were back out there yesterday because they found some other issues related to that project. We've had the same issue on Summit, and that road is in need of repair now. You know, so anytime you have contractors in town and they're not, you know, doing their due diligence when it comes to line locates and stuff or boring through our lines that we might not know for a couple days, it creates an issue for the city. I want to reassure people that we do charge them back for that service. If it's labor, if it's parts, whatever it is, they get charged. Those contractors are being charged.
They mess it up, they pay to fix it.
That's right. But it does not help our staff who is really working hard all during the day and then again having to spend
right.
multiple hours at night repairing these projects. So again, we we do the best we can to make sure we're not inconveniencing folks and we get these problems taken care of. But please be patient as we continue to deal with the challenges of the growth that we're seeing.
Okay. Very good. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Fairhope Mayor Sherry Sullivan usually joining us the second and fourth Tuesday after the council meetings the previous Monday nights. If you missed part of it or you want to tell a friend, you can listen later at WABF1480.com.